this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Honesty is cause the gears are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, miss the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answer, slighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things. Selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. It seems, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You run the drugs, run the sex, run the people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in a blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, and yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. For my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class. Make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind. Death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man. And don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all failed, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
Alright, alright, alright. Good afternoon to our radio listeners. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in to another exciting week with 3T Radio. This is your train conductor, D. Smith. What's up to everybody out there? This is Teen Train Talk Radio, a.k.a. 3T Radio. And we are on every Saturday live at 12 noon. You could tune in to www.bbsradio.com, or you could tune directly in through our website at www.teen-train.org. We have a direct link to our show. First of all, I want to thank you all for listening in today. I'm excited. As every Saturday, we got two powerful guests that's going to be on the show today. Our first guest is going to be Carl McKnight. I'm going to bring him on in a minute. But I want to just remind you that our focus for the month of June has been dealing with peer pressure. And peer pressure is a big, big thing, and it affects everybody differently. And so I'm bringing on guests who are, you know, they've overcome odds. They've had to deal with extreme obstacles in life and just pressing through. And peer pressure, it affects every person, and it's affecting everybody. And so the guests that are going to be on the show, they're here to share what's happening with them and what they're doing and how God has brought them through some difficult times. So I'm always excited because the Bible clearly says that they overcame by the word of their testimony, the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So it's what Jesus did that got us through. And then there's people who are able to talk about what he did for them that encourages the listener to keep pressing. And that's what we want you all to do. Keep pressing. Keep going. Don't stop. Every day is a new opportunity. We want you young people. We want you parents. Every person that's tuning in to 3T Radio, we want you to be encouraged. You know, life is full of challenges, you know, but the great thing about it is just like exercising. When you go to the gym, the only way you grow and you see some development and some change in that body is you got to press and endure the pressure. You got to get up under that weight. You got to push it out, work that muscle. And that's the same thing with life. You got to push through. You got to work through that obstacle. You got to work through that challenge. Somebody says no, my response is always, are you saying N-O or K-N-O-W? Because I'm still coming. And so that's what I want to say to you all. Make sure that you keep pressing through. Don't ever stop. And so without further ado, I want to bring in our first guest today. And this gentleman, I'm so excited to have him on the show because he's doing some awesome, awesome things. And, you know, I've known him for a number of years, and we'll get a chance to talk about our connection and how we met over the show. But Carl McKnight is a brother. He's a man of God, a minister of the gospel, a father, businessman, author. You know, this brother, he could probably do some spoken word if you put him on the spot, but he cold. And so I'm excited to have Brother Carl McKnight on the show. Brother Carl McKnight, are you there with us?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
What's up, Carl? How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm just excited to be here on your show. I'm excited that for the things that you are doing with our teams. I just, every time that I hear something coming from your side of the table, is always positive, uplifting. It always let me know that somebody's out there taking the responsibility of saying that we're not going to just sit back and watch the boats go by. We're going to be out there in the water with the boats as they go by. And those are the people in the time that I believe that we're living in.
Yes, sir.
Are really making an impact on our team. So I'm glad to have you have me on your show.
Well, Carl, I'm just honored to have you here, brother, because you know, even when I look at your bio, man, you know, coming up out of the Cabrini Green area, a lot of our listeners, they probably too young to even know what that's all about, man. But you know, they may not even know about Jesse White, man, in the famous tumbling team, and that you were a part of that, and just your ministry with young people, and now how your ministry has changed, how God has shifted you in a different direction, And, you know, just kind of coming through the things that you've come through. Carl, I want you to start talking to them a little bit about, first of all, what is peer pressure? Because, you know, even you being a business owner, being a father, you know, being a leader in ministry, you know, I'm sure that's pressure that comes to you, Carl. So talk to our listeners a little bit about that. First of all, tell them what is peer pressure. And then talk a little bit about the type of pressure that you've had to endure to get to the other side.
First of all, I just thank God for bringing me through and God watching over me over the years. Because had it not been for God, for me to be here, to even make any kind of statement that I had a whole lot to do with that, it'd be ludicrous. Mm-hmm. But for me to first and foremost give God his glory.
Amen, brother.
I wanted to say that and also just to let the listeners know that, you know, peer pressure doesn't just reside from just being a small infant, because it's from the womb to the tomb. Mm. You know, it's pressure on every level. You just can't just say that because you look in someone's eyes that, you know, you don't know what I'm going through, but it's vice versa. You don't know what they're going through at the time in their life. But right now, the part of the statement that I want to make is, you know, peer pressure is real. Mm. It's not something that, you know, people can just blow by. And there's, you know, good peer pressure, and there's bad, negative peer pressure.
Yes, sir.
It depends on if you're having the pressure to score in a big basketball game tonight, and your peers want you to, you know, really come through. And, and you know, you got the butterflies, and you may want to pray about it. You may want to you might want to do a number of things, but when you have that peer pressure from the hood, that's something that, you know, it's hard to escape.
Yep.
Because if you grew up in a family where there's different age brackets there, where they're close in age, then you get a chance to see somewhat what the age that's above you. You can kind of like, you know, get guided and move through that. But if you don't have a person in your household and you're an only child, it's even harder. And then if you're in a neighborhood or a school where no one has gone there before you and you're actually the pioneer, it's even extra hard. Because now you don't know, you don't have any margin to go in between and say if I'm doing it right or I'm not doing it right. So, you know, one of the things about me as God had graced me with is the ability to reason and ability to open up and to talk and not to shut down, whether it's pressure to make me look like I may can't handle something, or it makes me feel though as if, you know, I might be, you know, called a scary individual or something like that.
Yes, sir.
I still opened up my mouth because the life that in my era that I saved was my own.
Wow.
Because it was do's and don'ts, places where you could go back in the 70s and the early 80s where we were still growing up in segregation.
Right.
And, you know, it was just basically, you know, if you could catch the bus in the divide lines where only blacks were, you know, known to go before 5:30, 6 o'clock, before it started getting a little dark outside, you know, it was pressure because, you know, some people were able to move around with financially. They had parents that had cars and could take them certain places to get certain things, and then there was the ones that, you know, was less fortunate. They didn't have the income, so it was hard to relate to other children because of the income bracket. Even in Cabrini Green, there were still different financial brackets that people fell in, whether the moms were actually working, trying to get out of the housing project, or was she just, you know, going along for the ride, and you have to deal with different parents that have lack vision. So if they lack vision in their home and you subsequently running with their children, then that can cause some inadequacies as you're growing up, because there's times when you should be growing in life and you're being stagnated because the pressure of the loyalty of not wanting to change friends or change the baton. If you know, one thing that I've always heard my pastor say is, if you trying to get to Mississippi and you following a map and it takes you 5 years to get there, then maybe you need to change that map.
That's good. Hey, Carl, who is your pastor, by the way, Doc?
The infamous Dr. Bill Winston.
That's right. That's my guy, man. Yeah, Dr. Bill Winston. Well, yeah, he's an awesome, dynamic man of God. So, yeah, and I knew that, Carl. I just wanted you to tell everybody that so they would know.
Yeah. So that I mean, you have to put yourself in places where you can actually hear where you're going. You got to put yourself and surround yourself. You know, the pressure of sitting there listening to the music today. I was telling someone the other day in my circle, I was telling them that, you know, back in the day, we were kind of balanced with the music, with the mayhem that we was causing, because the R&B artists back then were talking about what's going on. Ain't no stopping us now.
Right.
And things that could kind of cultivate us and calm us down as we were treading upon many different waters in life, that we could always have a time where we can kind of resuscitate ourselves and our own surrounding, and, you know, even, you know, not being saved at an early age, the music back then was kind of speaking about a positive message. I wouldn't say all of it, because if
right.
I said all of it, then I'd be contradictive. But the
yes,
music
sir.
Back then, the music back then had a positive message. Right now, the children are singing it, Satan is bringing it, and
right.
our kids are at home dreaming it. And
yeah.
it's mayhem. It's garbage. It's like a threefold cord that the Bible talks about is not easily broken.
Wow.
So if the youth are singing it, if the youth are singing it, and the devil is bringing it, and the children are going to sleep dreaming it, it's going to be hard to dig that seed out of them and to try to put them on the straight and narrow path. And we have to know as leaders that at some point we are, I like to say it like the Three Stooges, when water was entering into the Three Stooges boat, and to let the water out of the boat, they shoot another hole in the boat.
Right.
To try to get that water out. So now the water is filling up the boat faster, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to shoot holes in the boat to try to let the water out, and we need to go back and reconstruct the boat, and we
yeah.
need to go back to the basics with our youth and go back to the basics. And one thing also I wanted to say is when the youth gets today, when the youth gets the constructive criticism, when they get the constructive education, because they go outside of their home and they leave it in their home, then that's just like a karate man learning to do karate in a gym and then going in a situation and leaving his karate back in the gym. You
wow.
take your karate everywhere. You take your karate everywhere you go. You know, when it's time for that karate, he has it right there because it's embedded in his mind. It's embedded in his heart. So he can kick. He can punch. He can defend. But if you leave your religion in the house, at the table, at the dinner table, at the breakfast table, if you leave your religion there, and that religion that your mom and that gospel that your dad is talking about is when you take that, like the karate man, you take it everywhere you go. And
wow.
that is your defense.
Wow.
It's not
wow.
what they're teaching you outside of the house. It's not what they're teaching you outside of the house, because you're learning that. But you're being taught in your house, ingrained, engrafted, whatever days that you have church, whatever Bible studies, whatever events that you go to, you don't leave that anywhere, because that is your shield. That is your defense. That's the difference between life and death in some situations, when that inner man tells you, when that peer pressure comes and tells you to smoke that, drink that, hit that, fight that, shoot that.
Right.
That karate that I'm talking about, that spiritual mentorship, whether your mother and father is into church and you're getting it through school, or you're getting it through another child that you're being raised up with, and you're going to church with them, you get it. You don't lose it. You sleep
yeah.
it. You mimic it. You mutter it. You meditate it, because there's nothing in life where the lesson is being taught that you're not going to be challenged on that lesson, whether it's good or bad.
Wow.
You're going to be challenged.
You know what, Carl? You saying some stuff, man, is so profound. And as you're talking, I'm thinking even as it relates to the classroom, man, you know, they get the lesson, but then comes the test. And that's kind of what you kind of I kind of liken what you're saying to that, you know, where that analogy, man, where, you know, they're learning from their pastors, they're hearing from mom and dad. You know, you talked about that good pressure and that bad pressure, which I'm glad you mentioned that, because all peer pressure is not just bad, even though a lot of people tend to just kind of put it in that category alone. But you did a wonderful job, man, eloquently addressing that and unfolding that. And one of the things that I wanted to to just kind of say, too, because, you know, the whole theme is, you know, who's zooming who? Are you leading or being led? And you talked about that piece, man, where some of our kids are coming from these single-family homes, and they're looking to leadership outside the home, and in that case, they're being zoomed, right? They're being led instead of leading. And so I like what you're saying, man. I want to ask you this. As a Christian business owner, what are some of the things that you have had to contend with, and how did you take what you're talking about right now to overcome that? Share that, you know, with our listening audience right now.
Well, with the time that I've been granted to have on the show, I could try and sum it up, because, you know, when you come from, because we're forever learning.
Yes, sir.
And there is laws to learning, because if you don't put line upon line and precept upon precept, you always end up struggling in the daytime. You never get to the the day would never go 24 hours if you just get stuck in one aspect of looking at business and you don't have the vision. That's what I want to say. You have to have the vision. You have to write it down. You have to make it plain. But also you have to surround yourself around good people such as yourself.
Amen.
And to touch and agree, and to put the fears of shame, guilt, condemnation, those things that comes along with the fact that, yeah, you came from this kind of past, now you're trying to get into this type of a future. It's pressure there.
To make
you want to not run as fast as those that are behind you, or those that are on your level in the starting gate. Those people that are haters, those people that don't want to see your gift come to pass. One thing that I wanted to say is, if I would have learned this a long time ago, that my gift is not our gift.
Mm.
So many times people believe that because it's for them, it's for all of y'all, but it's not. It's for you, and it's for you to get a finished product to go back and then apply what God tells you to apply it at.
Wow,
so you can't just say, because I'm a basketball player and I'm headed for the NBA, all my guys are not in going toward the NBA, but I'm telling them and I'm making promises to them and not God.
Right.
That when I make it, we make it.
That's good, man. I'm glad you said that, brother, because we've seen the stories, man, of these young brothers who had that gift of playing the game, and then they got out, man, but they really didn't get out because their mind was still there. And as a result, you know, their careers may be cut short, or even at the end of the career, they're broke, man. And so, you know, that's good you brought that out. Carl, why don't you talk a little bit to our listening audience about even how we met, man, because it's interesting how you and I even came across each other, and even to this day, we keep crossing each other on our way to our place of destiny, man. Why don't you just kind of share that? I think it'll be interesting for them to kind of hear that.
As Mike went to Scotty and Scotty went to Mike.
Who's Mike and who's Scotty now? Because, you know, hey brother, I got to have the pill now. No, just kidding.
No. What I'm saying is, you didn't know, because when it's showtime.
That's right.
So you was when I said that, you were the Michael Jordan.
Watch out now.
And when I first met you, over at a program called Project Pride.
Wow.
And it was no demonic pride. It was the word pride in that program was for us to take back.
Yep.
Ownership of wanting to be something in life and not be a liability and to become an asset. And you were one of the instructors that was there, that prayed with us, that believed in us, that taught us. And a lot of us had been away from school for such a long time, and you were one of the instructors to help us get our math skills up and get our reading skills up and science and so forth that would cause us to have skilled jobs such as pipe fitters, plumbers, operating engineers. And I went into the operating engineer field, and I said to you that I really, 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 really wanted to stay in contact with you. And we kind of fell away for a while. But what's so phenomenal about our relationship at the time on 47th Street, I had a youth organization called Gymnastics God's Way, and it was a spinoff from the Jesse White Tumbling Team. And I taught the kids there. I read the Bible with them. I helped them exercise. I helped them eat right. I showed them how close the body and the spirit were so closely aligned. And as I began to seek God's favor and God's grace for me to do big and better things, I ran into a brother like Dwayne. And my pastor, Dr. Bill Winston, always say from time to time that God pours water on the ground that's thirsty. And I've been thirsting after righteousness, and I've been thirsting after the word, and I've been thirsting after the Bible talks about us working out our own salvation in which we're trembling. And I'm working it out. And it's not no easy road, but at the same time, as you get into working out your own salvation, God will let you have fun days in working it out. And you'll have not-so-fun days because he has to show you how good he is in certain instances by allowing you to see that no matter what you go through.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to see you through. I'm there in the daytime and I'm there in the nighttime. But I also want to talk about the second chance.
Yes, because, please. Tell them about this, man. This is exciting what this brother is doing. Please tell them, Carl.
He had given me a second chance in the Project Pride program. So when I went through the school, when I went to the JBS school, which is out there in Forest Park, I had peer pressure on me because I had, you know, different types of backgrounds. You know, I come from a street life. I come from a Christianity life. I come from construction. I come from this background, and I had to try to come up with an outfit or some sort of business to try to give back, like such as Brother Dwayne. And I wanted to open up my own heavy equipment rental company, and I started with one vest that the Lord told me when I rent the equipment out to make a safety vest. And I started off with one safety vest, and I showed Brother Dwayne, and we prayed about it. And then I came up with another pair of jeans, and then I came up with another safety vest. Then I came up with skull caps, baseball caps. Now I'm manufacturing chef outfits.
Wow.
From the head to the toe. And now I'm looking to do referee uniforms. And everything that safety has to do, I want to give people a second chance to not only work for me, but even give those people that are wearing my apparel to let them know that every day that you wake up, you have a second chance to do something better today than you did yesterday. Everybody is on a second chance. If you wake up, if you wake up in the morning, that's a second chance.
Yes, sir.
Because you have a chance to do something better, incredible than you did before. And I also wrote the book called The Apology. The Apology is a relationship book. It's a redemption book. I believe in this last day that the spirit of redemption and reconciliation is going to fall like never before.
Wow.
Because we are a generation that are so offending people. We're offending on Twitter. We're offending on Facebook. We're offending in relationships. We are offending one another. But who's talking about reconciliation?
Wow.
This book is a book of forgiveness, release, recovery, and healing.
Wow.
And I also published a book for a young lady, and her name is Shirley J. Beeson. And her book is called Destitute for Destiny. And both of these books are on Amazon and PayPal.
Wow, Carl. You are doing some awesome things, man. And you are a true testimony of the power of God. And for our listening audience, I want you all to know the type of people that we're bringing on 3T Radio are people that, first of all, have the heart for God, and number two, the heart for people, everybody. It's not just one people group, it's everybody, because we're all one nation under God. And see, that's the thing I need people to understand. This is not about religion. This is about life. This is about pursuing the passion, the dream that God put on the inside of each and every person. And this brother, Carl McKnight, is a tremendous blessing to my life, because every time I see him, he's going to the next level. See, that complacency thing, that don't even set well with my brother. Every time I see him, from his fashion, you know, to the different ministries that he's moving into, it's amazing. And Carl, I'm just so excited about what God is doing for you, man. We know your information, you sent it to us, is on the site. So for the listening audience, Brother Carl McKnight, his email, his contact information, even his bio is all on the Radio Profile Show. So we want to encourage you all to go and see it. And you can actually, this show will be archived, so you can go back and listen to all these profound statements that Carl is sharing and has shared with us. And Carl, I'd like for you to, before we transition and bring the show to a close, tell them directly how to contact you.
You can contact me. I have an office number at 708-529-3319. For those that are serious about the Second Chance, the name of my company is called Second Chance Safety Gear. I also have McKnight Publications. You can reach me on the email at 2ndchancesafety@gmail.com, chancesafety@gmail.com. You also can reach me at McKnight Books at hotmail.com, and I also have a website at McKnightBooks.com.
All right. So everybody heard that, but that information will be made available on our radio profile page at www.bbsradio.com, or you can go directly through the Teen Train website, for which we want to encourage everybody to do that. Carl, as always, man, you're a blessing. Brother, I love you. I love what God is doing in your life, what he's doing through you. For our listening audience, go out and check out this fashion line called Second Chance. It's hot. I've seen it. It's really something to set your eyes to, and not only set your eyes to, make a purchase. Sow into this ministry. Help this brother out, because what he's talking about is what everybody needs, and that's a second chance. So, Carl, thank you so much for being on 3T Radio, brother. We're going to get you back. You promised to come back, Carl?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And by that time, hopefully, God will have more for me to be able to extend to you, like the Bible say, with you, if we give you our spiritual things, you give us your natural things.
Amen.
So I look forward to being a blessing to you, the team, and everything that you do. I would like the next time that I come on to be able to sow that seed.
In a more way
that you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. I do, brother. I'm gonna tell you like I heard a man of God said, I receive. So, Doc, send it this way. I receive. So, brother, send it. But, you know, also, when you come back, I want you to talk about the book, too, because, you know, Brother Carl signed that book, and you know, to me, I checked it out, The Apology, powerful, powerful, powerful ministry. So, Carl, when you come back, we're going to talk about that book, too, okay?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, our listening audience, thank you for checking out my man. Make sure you support him. Stay with us now, because we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're coming back with Mr. Rick Applewhite of Exercise Life, going to a commercial break now.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more, more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's J-I-T-A productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
All right, this is D. Smith, your train conductor with 3T Radio back, and I'm still excited, everybody. When I tell you that, I mean it. This second guest that's on the show, personal friend of mine, I'm so excited that this brother was able to find the time in his busy schedule to be on 3T Radio. So without further ado, bringing my main man to the line, brother Rick Applewhite. What's up, Rick?
I'm doing well there, Dwayne. How about yourself, man? I'm so excited to be on this show, man. Just thank you for the opportunity, man.
Oh, Rick, thank you for the opportunity, man. You know, I just I'm always blessed, man, just to hear your voice and to see what you're doing and how God is moving through your life and your ministry. Rick, as you know, we're dealing with peer pressure, and as our first guest on the show talked about peer pressure, you know, I want to hear it from you as well. You know, what, in your opinion, what is peer pressure, Rick, and what are some of the pressures that our young people are dealing with?
Well, you know what, peer pressure to me, Dwayne, is it really stems from people trying to talk people outside of their identity. Mm. And when you have your identity, which you know, I'm very big on purpose, man, and calling, and you know, even as a child, children have purposes as well. You're born with a purpose as soon as you're born. So really, what peer pressure in a negative sense is really talking you outside of your calling or your purpose or the gifts or the calling that God has put on your life. And when you really look down to the nitty gritty, what pressure is, pressure can be used in a positive sense, but it also could be used in a negative sense. And a negative peer pressure is really just saying that we want you to do something that you're really not called to do. You know, and that's what it really boils down to, having the ability to stand what other people are telling you you should do because you know your identity, you know your purpose, and you know your calling.
Wow, that's good, Rick. I like what you said, man, and I'd like for you to also talk about some of the things, you know, because you're a Christian, man, you're a minister of the gospel, and you got a business. And I know there's got to be pressure out there. And, you know, a lot of our young people are saying, you know, I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a rapper, which all really basically leads to just entertainment. So, you know, they want to get into it. But then even if they got a gift in that area, Rick, I'm seeing a lot of them are compromising that gift. And I know it's got to do with peer pressure, man. So talk a little bit about that as a business owner and maybe some of the pressure that you have to contend with to stay in your purpose.
Man, that's an awesome question, Dwayne. You know, the pressure really stems from when it comes to a business, you operate a business to bless people. Mm. So, being a Christian business owner, we operate businesses to bless people. So, if you always keep the notion in your mind to bless people and know that, you know, God will measure it back to you, you don't fall in line to some of the pressure that other businesses have. Say, for instance, if you're starting a business and God tells you to start it up this particular way, you may not see the finances right away, or you may see the finances right, all according to this, you know, to how he has for you to start it up. But you never jump ahead of the program. Mm. And what peer pressure does is it causes for you to jump ahead of the program instead of building I like John Maxwell, and I know that he has a number of different things out there for leadership, but he says believe in the law of the process. And the law of process is so important because it causes for you to build upon building. So you may build a brick today, you may build three bricks tomorrow, but peer pressure tries to say that you don't need those bricks to be built.
Wow. And
what happens, when you get to a certain level, that pressure starts to cave you in because your foundation isn't strong because you didn't build line upon line or brick upon brick.
Wow.
So with business,
Rick,
I had to
really narrow that thing down and say, you know what, I have to build it how God desires for me to build it. And it's, you know, if anything, it's going to have more imagination. It's going to have more creativity. It's going to have more because I'm not falling over to the peer, to the pressure of others to tell me to do something a way that God didn't tell me how to do it.
Man, brother, you know what you're saying is so good, man. And I like how you are just kind of just letting that thing flow right out. Because it's not only good, it makes sense, Rick. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, talk to us a little bit about just your process, because you talked about that law of the process. And I love that, because that process is what people tend to shy away from, man. Because in that, you know, you and I know, that's really the where the person is made. That's where character is developed and refined. That's where your inner person is strengthened. That's where your faith grows in the Word and what God said to you. Talk to us a little bit about your process, Rick. From you know, because you know people don't know this, but I want them to know it, man. You know, we talking to this guy's a football guy too. You know, talk about your business, man. Tell us your process. How did Exercise Life come?
Man, Dwayne, that's so awesome. It really came about as I thought I was going to play in the NFL. I had friends that's currently on NFL teams, and I was training with them, and I was training with I was really going to the NFL seriously, you know, trying out for semi-pro camps, arena league camps. And I hurt my ankle about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I dislocated it. And at that time, you know, I was really trying to push forth with the NFL vision. Mm. And I hurt my ankle. And while sitting down hurting my ankle, I had some time to really think to myself, like, is the NFL the way that God wants me to go? Not the way that I want to go, but is it the way that God wants me to go? And then I started to find out some things. I found out that even though I had a gift, that may not be my calling. So I had a gift. NFL. I had a gift to run fast, but that may not have been my calling. That may have been what led up to my calling. So
Rick, let me stop you real quick. Can you say that again?
I found out that, you know, I may have run fast or I can catch the ball, but that may have been a gift, not my calling.
So not my calling. So you said a gift may not necessarily be the calling.
So true.
Man, that's good. Go ahead, keep going. I just caught that. I wanted to just slow that down and make sure our listeners heard that. But go ahead, brother. Get back into your flow.
Well, that makes total sense, because my gift really led me for getting opportunities to go to school, paid opportunities to go to school. But what it did was it just gave me a glimpse of my calling. So I was working out, and I'm training people, and I'm training myself, and I'm thinking I'm training for the NFL. But what happened was I found out how the body works. I found out how people feel when they actually work out. I got a chance to really get everything out of working out. And what that really led me to was like, Rick, well, just don't train yourself. Help to train others. Help to train others for a life just like they're training for the NFL, meaning that you're training them to be a successful business owner. You're training them to be a successful minister. You're really training them to be successful in life. We know how long a football game is. A quarter, you have four quarters. But in life, I will see that you have so many more quarters, and you have to have the endurance to continue over into overtime. You have to have that endurance. So how the business part about was I was sitting down resting, and I really had time to hear God. And I tell everybody out there, you really have confidence when you just slow down and you take the time to hear God. Because if I didn't slow down, I wouldn't have, you know, God wouldn't have spoke to me Exercise Life. I would have been still trying to work out while I was on a bad ankle. But God's like, slow down, hear my purpose that I have for you. And then when I started to slow down, I started to say, let's train people for their purpose using athletic training.
Wow.
And then once that came in, it was just like, oh my goodness, it was like a light went inside of me. The first name I came up with was Applewhite Enterprises. But see, that wasn't the ultimate name. The whole at the least start, and then the ultimate name was Exercise Life, which I shared with people. It was birthed right out of the spirit. It was it stands for EL, which is God. You know, and I thought of that name, and I said, man, to God be the glory. So it's just, you know, realizing, and it really changed my perception on business. Just because you're good in this particular area, it doesn't mean that's what your business is meant for. That's a gift to your business. but their business has a greater calling.
Wow, man, that's awesome, man. I like the name Exercise Life, you know. And you share with me, because I said, Rick, well, what's up with that name? And, I mean, you just hit it right now, but Exercise Life, why not Life Exercise? Why in that order, Exercise Life?
To be honest, I ask the same question. Now, you know, I don't get too you know, deep with it, but what I do say is I prayed. And I prayed, and it was one day, all of a sudden, Exercise Life came to me. And
wow.
I got the slogan, too. It says, exercise life, don't let life exercise you.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I like that. Say that again, Rick.
You exercise life. You don't allow life to exercise you. So that's why that you exercise life, but you don't let life exercise you.
Man, I like that, man, because too often life is exercising people. Isn't that right, Rick?
Yeah.
People out here, they trying to chase that mighty dollar, man. Man, I got to get this. I got to get that. You know, even one of the songs that we use on the show, you know, I got to prove something. You know, people out here constantly trying to prove something, trying to validate themselves. Mm. And you know, and if we just slow down, like you said, hear from God, spend some time in prayer, listening audience, please pray, you know, because, you know, we're not sovereign. You know, we need God. We got to have him to lead us, because if that happens, then, man, we're going to encounter success. And I don't know a person that's in the earth that don't want to be successful in life. You know, everybody wants to be successful. Wouldn't you agree, Rick?
Yes, I definitely agree, Dwayne.
You know what I mean? And I believe that the frustration comes is when we don't know what success looks like. You know, we looking at everybody else, and that in itself even brings pressure, because now we're trying to measure our success to someone else. And my last guest prior to you, Carl McKnight, was saying when he and I met, it was like Michael and Scotty, and I told him I had to be Mike. You know what I mean? He could be Pippin, bro. I got to be Mike number 23. You know what I'm saying? I had to be, you know, dunking on him, right? But anyway, the point in all that was he was simply saying, you know, hooking yourself up with people of like precious faith, or maybe somebody that may be at a different level that can pull you up. And sometimes, you know, people will look at someone else's success and they'll say, I can't do that, instead of, I can't do that, why not me? So I like your whole philosophy, Rick, you know, and to our listening audience, if you don't know about Exercise Life, Rick, please tell them about the business, tell them how to contact you, tell them how you have reinvented this whole exercise concept, man. Talk to them a little bit about that.
Well, you know what, Dwayne, I'm so fired up from this show. I can honestly say that. I'm so fired up for it. And you have mentioned something. You just mentioned something. I'm not going to touch on it too long, but you're talking about Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. But the thing was, Scottie Pippen was his own Michael Jordan.
Yes,
and
he was.
He played his role.
Yep.
And when you have your identity, you play your role just like you're the point guard, like you're the center. You know your purpose. And one of the main things that Exercise Life, we're not telling people to make money. That money will follow your purpose if you pursue it with precision.
Wow.
Money will follow your purpose every single time if you pursue it with precision. The only thing that people have to understand, and I'm understanding more, is that Exercise Life is really showing you what is your purpose. I like to tell a person, when you're doing the hardest sit-up, you're doing 100 sit-ups, What do you still see yourself doing, even if you're under the most amount of pressure? And when you find out what you will do, even when you're under the most amount of pressure, and it still brings you joy, that's your purpose. That's a part of your call.
Wow.
And we really just tell you, you know, whatever you may have heard, whatever you may have saw, whatever you may have experienced when you were younger, it all led up to your purpose. So find out what that thing is. Find out that ingredient, and you find it out by going, but with opening yourself up to a possibility that you may not be fully in your purpose, or if you are in your purpose, you may can add a little more ingredients so that you can perfect your purpose.
Man.
And that's what we do with Exercise Life. It's really training you so that you can be more effective in the area that you're going to dominate. And I tell people, they can contact me in a number of different ways. I have a business number, which is 630-888-0730. It's a business voicemail. Be sure to leave your voicemail information on there. We're also on Facebook. Look us up, Exercise L, with Facebook. And you can go to our website, which is www.exercise.life, exercise.life.net. And you can contact us in those many ways, and then we'll take great pleasure in just helping you out and helping you to discover your purpose.
Man, that's good stuff, Rick. Now, you also do something that I think is just a luxury, because for our listening audience, Rick is my personal trainer. This my guy. You know, I kind of fell off a little bit, but Rick is my man. And, you know, Rick has an awesome angle to his business, too, because he comes to you. And Rick would actually come to my house and train me. And that was just such a blessing because, you know, a lot of people have these goals that they set, you know, toward the end of the year. I want to lose 5-6 inches. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to drop 10, 20 pounds, 4 or 5 dress sizes, whatever it may be. And they go and they pay that big bill for that membership because they fired up. They done saw a couple of those infomercials with people on there exercising. They lose weight in like the 20 seconds at the video that the commercial runs. You know, now you see me, now you know. Which you and I know, Rick, that's not real life, right? You know, but Rick, he actually comes to you and train you. Rick, why don't you tell our listening audience, why do you do it that way, and what's the benefit beyond the obvious of doing that?
Well, one thing with training is that when you train your body and you haven't done it before, it's going to take a regimen. And what I like to say is convenience is the first step before consistency. So if you can have convenience with your workout, you can start building consistency in your workout. So we take away that bridge of, you know, convenience, which, you know, in the society that we live in, fast food, fast everything, we want to make it so that you can at least do it at your local area, at your school, at your gym, at your office, and you can actually be effective in building up consistency that way. And then after you build up consistency, you start doing it by yourself. And that's what we really train. We're not training people, you know, how I like to say is that we're not training people for 6, 8, 9, 10 months or 2 years without them seeing results. We're looking to see results within the first month of your training. And then we make it a broad area of results too, not just your body training, but have you got more clarity about your next step in life? Have you got more clarity about your purpose for your children? Have you got more clarity about the business that you're running? It's just not training physically, but it's training the whole person, because if you operate on all cylinders of life, you can go at the highest speed. And we're not meant to operate on just 4 cylinders in a 5-cylinder vehicle. We're meant to operate on all 5 cylinders. So how we really attack it. We attack it from that angle of the whole person.
Man, Rick, that's good stuff, man. And I'm telling you all, I'm a living witness. This guy's good. He is absolutely good. You know, actually, he's beyond good. This brother's anointed. You know, he's flowing in his purpose. And I never see nobody at 4:30 in the morning excited. Man, I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? You know, you go, you ready, D? I'm like, look, Rick, okay, sit down. No, you're like, you get up so we can go, man. But this brother, he's exciting, man. Every time I'm around him, he just charges me up and makes me want to keep moving. And see, that even ties right into our theme, the whole peer pressure piece. You know, our first guest talked about that there's good pressure also, and you know, and just even when Rick Applewhite is coming to you working with you, that's good pressure. You know, he's pulling something out that you didn't necessarily know that was there. And he was doing that with me, and, you know, I wasn't happy all the time, but I tell you, you know, Rick didn't see me smile that often, you know. But, you know, I appreciate it, though, because the process that he talked about, that wasn't comfortable. But you know what? You see the results. This brother's good at what he does. To our listening audience, to parents, you know, contact Brother Rick Applewhite. He gave his information, but one of the things that we do on 3T Radio is every one of our guests, we take their profile, we take their contact information, and we have it available on our radio profile. So make sure that you visit the site and follow up with Brother Rick Applewhite. Rick, we got to get you back on the show, man, because I just feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg, man. You promised to come back, bro?
You know I'm there with you, Dwayne. You know I'm there.
Yeah, Rick, I want you to, before you leave the show, man, give some advice to our listening audience, you know, the guys, the young ladies that's listening, to the parents, because this is a youth and family talk show. So we always want to offer something for everybody. You know, it's, you know, we got people of all walks of life, but everybody wants to be inspired. And everybody wants to be encouraged, and everybody wants to know that they're moving forward in life. So, Rick, why don't you give them some words of advice or encouragement, you know, right now?
Okay. Well, you know, with parents, this is one thing that I'm realizing when I'm training my clients, and I also call them friends as well, is that I have to ask questions, and I have to listen with my whole body, meaning that I have to ask my client a question, and I have to listen to everything that they're telling me. And what that does is that allows for me to put together a workout program or a training regimen that will benefit them. It won't benefit me. And what it does is it calls for me to really sharpen my ability. And I say the same thing with parents. Sometimes if we ask, I don't have any children, but I can tell by just asking my clients and asking different people that I'm leading, ask them certain questions and listen with my whole body. And what that does is that it gives me a glimpse of their direction and their goals and their life. And it may be different from the whole plan that I have for them, but it's their plan, it's their purpose. And, you know, ask those questions, ask those tough questions. With the young ladies as well, I would say do the same thing. Anybody that you looking to, you know, get to know, or anyone that's looking to build friendship with, always ask tough questions. Because one thing, if a person is able to answer a tough question, that means they have put previous thought into their plan.
Wow.
Put previous thought into it. And what that does is that lets you know that they're not just living life by a whim. No, I thought about this process. You're not just in my life because it's just nice, but you're in my life because there's a plan that I'm working. And that's what tough questions do. It allows for you to see the plan that a person's working. So for everyone, for the parent, you know, the gift may not be the calling. Yes, perfect those gifts, but steer your child to the calling by asking them correct questions and precise questions. And for the young ladies as well, anybody that you're talking to, anybody that you're getting to know, ask the tough questions. And if they can answer the tough questions, then maybe that'd be a, you know, platform to get a chance to know someone more, whether it's friendship or whether it may lead to something more.
Hey, Rick, well, one of those tough questions for the sisters to ask the brothers would this question be, do you have a job?
That's a very tough question, but it should have an easy answer.
Look, man, do you got a job? So you got some good game. You said up here you got to smell good on, but are you working?
That's it. What is your answer? And another one, Dwayne, what is your plan of growth?
That is, man. That's right. Do you have a vision? That's right. So, sisters, you grab that. You say that to that brother. Do you got a vision? Because he may have a job, but he may not have a vision beyond that. And then, young men, we got something for you, too. You say that to the sisters that's trying to, you know, lure you off your course. You know, ask them, do they got a job? You know what I mean? Ask them, do they have a vision? Talk to them about school. You know, the school-age students, you all have those conversations, man. Ask them to see their grade report card. You know what I mean? They sitting up here kicking all these smooth lyrics to you, telling them they want to be a rapper. Ask them, did they pass their classes? You know what I mean, Rick?
I hear you.
You know what I mean? Man, how many cuts do you got this week? You know what I mean? I want to know how you showing up for school, because if they showing up for school, man, then they'll show up in life. Isn't that right, Rick?
That's so true. And
come on, man. There's some correlations to this thing, doctor. You know what I mean? So, Rick, man, I'm telling you, man, I'm so excited about what God is doing with you. Teen Train is behind Exercise Life 200%, brother. You know, we got to get you back on the show. We eventually want to have maybe, Rick, why don't you share with our listening audience some of the things that you got coming up? You know what I mean? Do you got any boot camps? Do you got any events coming up that maybe people could come out and support or check you out? I don't know. We had some technical difficulties, but let me do this. I want all of our listeners to know that Teen Train got some exciting events that are coming up. One of our events is July the 20th, which is our annual family skate night, and that's going to be held at the Lombard Roller Rink. And so one of the things that I'd like for you all to do is to go on to our website at www.teen-train.org and register today. That is going to be a fun event. It's a great positive outlet for everybody. It's our family skate night experience. Come out and enjoy it. Tell everybody to come, but we need you to register online. Also, we have our annual gala, our Black Tie Gala, which is August the 3rd, and that is another exciting event. Again, you need to go online to register for that. And all these programs and events are in place to help support the organization. Teen Train is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and so everything we do costs. It costs something, you know, and we'd like to encourage you to consider, you know, helping us out. Support the ministry, because when you support Teen Train, you support this vision to help young people, to empower them through vision and purpose. You know, and that's what we want to do, just like what Brother Carl McKnight was talking about and Brother Rick Applewhite was talking about. That's what Teen Train is all about. We're not going to ever have anybody on our show or connected to us as an organization that's not about doing positive stuff. And so that's one of the things I want to say that to the parents, and I want to encourage you to prayerfully consider supporting us. You know, help us out, and I wanted to basically encourage you all to tune in, stay connected every Saturday at 12 noon, 3T Radio coming live. You know, we had special guest today, Carl McKnight. Want to thank Carl for taking time out of his busy schedule to share with us today. I hope you all enjoyed him and Brother Rick Applewhite. We apologize toward the end. We had an issue there, but we're going to get them back on the show, but their contact information will be available. One of the things that I like to do also is to leave our listening audience with just a positive word of encouragement. And I want to give this to you before we close the show today. Coming out of Psalms 23, the Amplified version of the scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me." That's powerful right there. He's your shepherd. He's going to feed you. He's going to guide you. He's going to shield you, which means he's going to protect you. You shall not lack. He makes you to lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. That means everything around you is going to be plush. Okay? It also says that he leads you beside still waters, and still and restful waters. He will refresh and restore your life. So I want to give you all that scripture, Psalms 23. Meditate on that. Go back and read it for yourself. But it's in essence saying that God got your back. He got your side. He got your front. Trust him. You know, young people, parents, we want to thank you so much for tuning in for 3T Radio again. This is your conductor, D. Smith. As always, I'm excited, and it is always a blessing to serve you. Through this talk show, we want to encourage all of our listening audience to start calling in and, you know, and be a part of the conversation. You know, we don't want to just talk and just have our conversation here. We want you to be a part of it. And also, the Louder Than a Bomb segment of the show, I want to encourage our parents to email me at T, as in Tom, Dwayne, 01@gmail.com. Email me and tell me something about your child, an accomplishment that they have, be it in the community, you know, positive stuff that they're doing. We want to have them on the show. And that's what our Louder Than a Bomb segment is about. It's about, you know, just making noise in the right way, in all the right places. And that's our young people doing positive things. So we want to encourage people to be a part of that. But also, I want to say to you all, stay encouraged, keep moving in purpose. God bless you. We're going to see you next week. 3T Radio, same bad time, same bad channel. God bless you. Peace out.
Yeah.
The lies of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated. If they feel jaded,